Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, October 4th. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has reached out to Nevada's governor to offer help following the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Bensa Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Hickenlooper says he texted with Governor Brian Sandoval to see what advice he could share. Hickenlooper was governor in 2012 during the Aurora Theater shooting, where 12 people died and 70 more were injured. With 58 dead and around 400 people injured, the Las Vegas shooting is the deadliest in modern history.
It's hard to imagine the scale of the devastation that took place there. It is sobering beyond belief.
The shooting has already prompted calls for tougher gun control by some in Washington, but Hickenlooper, a Democrat, says now isn't the time for those discussions. He says he wants to hear more facts from an ongoing investigation into the shooting. I'm Bente Berkland at the state capitol.
And in a feature story from Capitol coverage, a political gamble taken by Governor Hickenlooper to fix a mistake in a bipartisan bill that he signed has come up short. After 2 days, and at a cost of $50,000 to taxpayers, no legislation was passed during a special legislative session. As Bensa Berkland reports, the effort seemed doomed from the start.
Republican leaders in the state Senate were steadfastly opposed to the governor's special session from the beginning. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says Governor Hickenlooper knew he was never on board and there was poor communication. Grantham adds that a special session without the votes is a waste of time and money.
As far as agreement, as far as consensus, never happened. They even have floated the idea out there that I was going to be the sponsor of the bill. Never agreed to anything like that.
The reason for the special session stems from a mistake that no one caught during this year's regular session. While trying to prevent funding cuts to rural hospitals, lawmakers passed Senate Bill 267. But the expansive bill inadvertently prevented some special districts from collecting retail pot taxes. Special districts such as RTD and the Science and Cultural Facilities District, which helps pay for things like the Denver Zoo and performing arts centers. They're losing about $600,000 each month. Here's Democratic Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran.
We have a very simple fix at our fingertips that we can make sure that we get the unintentional omission changed.
Behind the scenes, Americans for Prosperity, the group financed by the billionaire Koch brothers, and the right-leaning think tank, the Independence Institute, had been arguing that any legislative change would violate the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment.
It's my duty as a legislator to read the Constitution.
Republican House Minority Leader Patrick Neville says tax policy changes that result in more revenue need a vote of the people.
And to say that this is not a tax policy change is totally disingenuous. We create policy in this building. We were called back to change policy.
The legislature doesn't make tax policy changes inadvertently by mistake.
Democratic Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder says a policy change must be reasoned out, not an accident. She points to legal case law in Colorado that says if the new money wouldn't reach the state's spending limit, voters don't have to approve the tax again. She says they shouldn't be forced to.
It's not free to go to the ballot. It was about $1 million. So that's taxpayer money. And that's a real cost.
And some Republicans agree with Democrats. Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa says he would have backed the Democratic bill to restore the pot tax money.
You've had three established cases similar to this that have went through the courts. And the courts did find that it was legitimate.
Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs even drafted a bill that several members of his party were backing. But when he found out Republican leaders wouldn't let it reach the Senate floor for a full vote, he didn't introduce it. Gardner thinks the special session has only driven his party farther apart from Democrats and the governor.
Positions are pretty entrenched now. A lot of people have stated on the record and in my caucus that the fix is a violation of Tabor, and I think it's going to be very hard for them to retreat from that position.
It also didn't help when the special district said they were okay with waiting until January to fix the problem. That fed into the Republican argument that the whole issue wasn't an emergency. Still, Governor Hickenlooper says he was surprised the whole thing went sideways the way it did. He says it's wrong for the special districts to not be able to collect the tax money voters approved.
Why do we have to make everything into a partisan conflict?
In the days leading into the special session, Hickenlooper hinted that it would be an uphill battle, but he remained optimistic.
I am a great believer in the better angels of all of us in this building, and I have again and again seen when it looks like things are going to get derailed by partisanship, oftentimes there's one person or two people that step up and say, we've got lots of things to have political battles on. This thing really shouldn't be political. Let's get it done. I don't know what else I can do except try.
And he'll get another chance to do just that when lawmakers take up the issue again when they convene for the 2018 regular session in January. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And in a follow-up, both camps issued statements yesterday after the failure at the State Capitol. In a press release, Senate President Kevin J. Grantham, Republican from Canyon City, issued the following statement. Quote, so where do we go from here? Back to work, as always. The 3 months between now and January give us the time we need to work through issues that were impossible to resolve in a surprise special session. We agree that finding a solution to the bill drafting mistake is possible, and we regret any hardships the glitch may be causing in some of the special districts. But we are also working toward a constitutional solution, which addresses the problem without violating our oaths of office or further complicating things by getting us sued for a Tabor violation. End quote. Governor Hickenlooper issued his own press release. He said, quote, it is disappointing that the Republican-controlled Senate refused to fix an error, acknowledged as a mistake by all involved. Coloradans expect us to work together and solve problems. This week, we failed to do so. I strongly commend the bill sponsors for all of their efforts. In the end, partisan politics overshadowed the clear intentions of Colorado voters. These tactics only divide us and fuel cynicism. We have been raised to own up to our mistakes and fix them. Most Coloradans believe these values should apply to everyone, especially to government. End quote. And finally today, the boys' golf team from Montrose won the 4A state championship. Head coach Dave Woodruff led a group of three sophomores and one freshman to Montrose's first state championship since 2003. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Montrose shot a team score of 466 over the two-day event at Raccoon Creek Golf Course in Littleton. Second place Evergreen finished six strokes back at 472. Valor Christian was third. Montrose freshman Jordan Jennings made up the team with sophomores Micah Strangeby, Dawson Hassong, and Ryan Lords. Jennings and Strangeby finished in the top 10 and earned All-State honors. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.